Time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Every weekday at this time, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show was written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. We'll join Fibber and Molly in just a moment. How is your youngster enjoying his school vacation? Probably having lots of fun, swimming, playing, doing all the things kids enjoy in their free time. But when the school term resumes, will it mean just an extended vacation for him? Will it mean an education on a part-time basis? Let's face facts. 3 out of 5 classrooms are going to be overcrowded when school begins this fall. By 1960, it is estimated there will be some 8 million more children in all schools than there were last term, the result of the sharp rise in the birth rate during and since the war. Shortages already exist in the number of school buildings and staff personnel and transportation, textbooks, and these shortages are going to become more and more acute. Every parent, every taxpayer, every citizen should make this problem his own. Take an interest by working with local civic groups and school boards. And for help in improving conditions, write Better Schools to West 45th Street, New York City, for free information.
Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mabel. Yes, I was just leaving to go to... Oh, dear. I'll be out in a minute, McGee. The phone just rang. No, Mabel, it's McGee. He wants to go to the movie this afternoon. Mm-hmm. They're playing his favorite program, 20 Degrees Cooler Inside. Yeah. Well, I do have a lot of mending to do, but John Wayne and 20 Degrees Cooler is a hard combination to resist.
Hey, Molly, come on. It's almost 1:30.
All right, dearie, I'm coming.
Well, come on.
He's so impatient, Mabel. I suppose they're all like that. Mrs. Spradley? Oh, yes, at the club meeting. Ah, did you see that hat on her? Yeah, looked like
that. Hey, gee whiz, hang up, will you, Molly? Come on, gee whiz, if we're going
right away, McGee, right away. I better go, Mabel. The master's getting impatient. Yeah, bye.
My gosh, I've been trying to get you out of here to go to that movie for an hour. Just one dad-ratted thing after another.
I'm ready, all set. Just have to get my purse out of the kitchen. You wait in the car, I'll be right out.
I'll wait right where I darn are and be sure you come out. Guy sits around the house all day and nothing happens, but the minute a guy decides to go someplace, come in! Come in, dad-ratted, I'm coming!
Hi, mister.
Oh, it's you, Teeny.
I couldn't come in when you hollered, come in, because my little hands are filled with a delicate and fragile little creature, and I'm afraid I might drop him.
Huh? What are you talking about?
This cute little orphan I found on your front lawn, you see?
Oh, hey, Molly, come here, quick. Don't drop it, sis.
What is it, McGee?
Look at this.
Hello, Teeny. What do you got in your hand?
See? Isn't he cute?
Yeah.
My goodness, a little baby bird.
She found it right outside, on our front lawn.
So can I keep it, Mr. Miss McGee? Can I keep him? Can I, keep him?
Well, now, I don't know about that, Teeny. He's awful little.
Yeah, a little thing like that has to be handled mighty carefully, Teeny. He'll die if he isn't taken care of.
I'm afraid you're a little young to take the responsibility, Teeny. I think Mrs. McGee and I had better take...
My dog Margaret take care of him then, okay? Margaret loves little birds and he can take care of them good. Margaret's a bird dog, partly.
Well, that's a nice thought, Teeny.
But it won't work, sis. Your dog can't take care of a little bird like this.
Oh, sure he can, well, I betcha. All this little birdie needs is a piece of tree to sharpen his bill on and a place to sleep.
Yeah, but gee whiz.
And Margaret's just perfect for the job. He's got a bark on one end and a perch on the other.
Look, Teeny.
Yes, Mr. McGee?
I'm sorry to disappoint you and Margaret, and if I had more time, I'd explain this in detail, but I and Mrs. McGee are in a hurry to get downtown. So if you'll just give me the baby bird, I'll drop him off at the pet shop on the way down, and he'll get good care till he's ready to fly, and you can go visit him every Sunday, okay?
No.
No?
I'm afraid she's going to be difficult, McGee.
Oh.
I found him, and I want to keep him. He's my orphan.
Yeah, but Teeny, we'll take him to the pet shop. He'll have a nice home.
No.
Pet shop man will take good care of him, dear.
I'll handle this, Molly. I'll handle this. All it takes is child psychology. I'll handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at me, Deanie. I'm your friend, right? You and me are pals, right? Anything you ask me to do for you, I always do it, right?
Right. So let me keep the little birdie, okay? So long, Miss McGee. I'll take him home and my dog Margaret will look after him.
Oh, no, you don't. You give me that bird, Teeny. Quick, grab her, Molly.
Not me. You psychologist.
I got her. Now, Teeny, give me that bird.
No, I want to keep him. Let me go.
Ow. Stop kicking, Teeny. We got to take that bird. Ow. Pet shop. You can't take... Ow. Care of him, Teeny. This is the best... Ow. Thing for him. Ow. Teeny, quit kicking.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
How's your portable radio playing? Has it been fading lately? Is it just sitting on a shelf dead or half alive? Probably nothing wrong with it that a set of fresh batteries won't correct. So why not get ready now for full-powered playtime listening? Take that portable of yours to your radio dealer or service technician and tell them to pep it up again with fresh, powerful, long-lasting RCA batteries. Your dealer knows radio is best. That's why he recommends and sells RCA batteries, backed by the greatest name in radio, the Radio Corporation of America. Insist on RCA batteries in the familiar red, black, and white cartons for full-tone listening pleasure all summer long. Hear your favorite programs wherever you roam and hear them right with RCA batteries, radio engineered for extra listening hours.
Remember, the world's best names for quality. RCA and RCA Victor.
Carry him careful, kiddo. Come on, now the pet shop's just a few more doors.
He's all right, aren't you, Bertie? See you there?
We'll turn him over to the pet shop guy and get on to the movie. Boy, Teeny sure gave up hard. My shins are blue.
Well, after all, she's just a child, you know.
Maybe, but she fights like a man. After I gave her the plate of cookies and the dollar bill, she called out, uh-oh, here's the place, come on. Taking care of a baby bird this size won't be much trouble for a guy that runs a pet shop. He'll probably be glad to have them.
Something I can do for you folks?
Oh, hi, bud. Yeah, we got a little problem here that ought to be right up your alley. Show him, Molly.
Oh, no, not another one.
I beg your pardon?
Come here, let me show you something.
Huh?
Here, mister, help me lift the blanket off this big cage here. Oh, that's it.
My heavens, Daisy's got a whole big cage full, McGee.
27 of them.
All kinds and sizes of birds. Well, where'd you go?
Every summer I go through the same thing. People coming in all day long with baby birds and sad expressions. Now, I can't take any more in or I'll have to go out of business, mister.
Did you say baby birds? Some of them look awfully big to me.
They should. Those three in the corner there have been with me since 1951.
Huh?
They just refuse to fly. Aren't you bummed? Here, look at this. Now, let me put one of these big ones out here on the floor. Now, come here, Harold. Come on there. Mm-hmm. Now, watch when I put him on the floor. Just watch him.
My goodness, look at the poor little thing, McGee, limping and dragging his wing.
Looks like he's hurt, bud.
Mm-hmm. He's healthy as a horse. It's just an act for sympathy. They all do the same thing. All right, Harold, you can stop with the act now. Back you go.
Would you look at him go, McGee? He flew right up on that perch.
And that's because my wife is out. Now, if she was here, he'd lie on his back and start rolling his eyes like he did yesterday when I tried to give him away.
Well, Bud, we want to catch a movie. Can we just leave this bird here?
I'm sorry, sir. Now, do yourself a favor. Get him away from these other mooches before he learns some bad habits.
Yeah, but we're trying to get to the Bijou to see the afternoon.
Yes, sir. Now, look, the best place for that bird is with his mother and father. Now, you take him home, put him in a little box, and nail it up high in a tree in your front yard. His parents will find him.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the only thing to do. Oh, okay, Molly. Pick up Eisenhower and let's go.
Eisenhower?
There's only one guy in this country that I'd climb a tree for on a hot day like this, and that's President Eisenhower.
That's cute.
Maybe if we hurry, we can make the Bijou before...
Careful. up there. Don't slip.
I'm okay. There. That's all set. Now hold the ladder steady. I'm coming down.
I've got it. Careful.
Yeah. Ooh, what a job.
Well, at least the little bird is all right now. What time is it?
We've still got 5 minutes to make the movie. If we hurry, we ought to...
Is that our phone?
Let it ring.
It may be important. I'll only be a minute. You put the ladder away. I'll be right out.
Okay, but make it short.
I'll meet you in the car. All right, just a minute. 79 Wistful Vista, Monty McGee speaking. Monica! How are you, sweetheart? No, McGee and I are going to a movie. Yes, we're leaving right away. Hmm? You want to lift downtown? Well...
Hey, Molly, come on, hang up. Let's go. Gee whiz.
Gee, Monica, I don't think it would be advisable. I'll explain later. Yes.
Gee whiz.
You didn't have to come in, dearie. I'm ready.
Well, then let's go.
All right. I'll get my purse again and be right with you.
Okay, but make it snappy, will you? Before something else happens, it's... Oh, now what? Come in. Come in. Oh, for the... I'm coming.
Hi, mister.
Teeny.
I would have come in when you said come in, but once again my little hands are filled with a delicate and fragile creature.
Oh, no.
Yep, mm-hmm. I found this little lost orphan bird over in Willie Toops's yard. And since you're always good to orphans and little children, and my mama will let me keep it, would you take it to the pet shop man like you did before with the other one so it can be took care of?
Oh, this is ridiculous. Give me the...
Fibber and Molly will be right back. The police files of a big city contain many dramatic episodes. Stories of violence, of heartbreak, of love, and of happiness. Tomorrow night on Dragnet, Jack Webb unlocks the police files once again to bring you an authentic account of one of these cases. It's exciting listening. You travel step by step on the side of the law each Tuesday night in Dragnet. And Dragnet is just one of the mystery programs brought your way by NBC tomorrow. You'll also hear William Gargan as he stars in Barry Craig, Confidential Investigator, the story of a rough private eye who can't avoid trouble. But that's no surprise because he's usually looking for it as part of his job of Confidential Investigator. And there's a third mystery favorite tomorrow. It's Crime and Peter Chambers, starring Dane Clark. Yes, Tuesday is Mystery Night. And don't forget, Lux Radio Theater is coming to NBC in September. Radio's greatest dramatic show coming in September.
All set for bed? Can I turn out the light?
Do me a favor first. Close the window.
Close the window? On a hot night like this?
I can't sleep with the window open.
Oh.
The couple next door are having an argument, and it's very annoying.
Oh, you can hardly hear them.
That's what makes it so annoying.
Oh. Okay. Good night.
Good night, Al.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production with Jack Crucian as the man in the pet shop. Well, tomorrow, McGee plays the role of hero with the expected, unexpected result. Be sure to listen. Oh, and by the way, if you'd like to get a peek at the famous McGee Closet, get a copy of the August issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine, now on the newsstands. This is John Wall saying goodnight.